This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Hi, this is Chris Switz and it's time for morning devotions. A very old English saying that I'm sure you've heard, you might have said yourself, actions speak louder than words. Yeah, that's an old saying that goes back actually to the 1700s, so it's been around for a very long time. It's an interesting phrase, actions speak louder than words, because it's true. It makes a lot of sense. After all, you can say anything you like, but whether it's put into action is quite something else. But we don't always practice the sentiment of this. It's like the parent who tells their child, I don't want you to smoke. Don't start that habit. And then the parent lights up a cigarette. And that parent is very unlikely to convince the child of the dangers of smoking. Or the Christian, the committed Christian who has a sticker on the back of the car that says, what would Jesus do? And then as he drives, he or she cuts off another driver in the line of traffic. So what that is, it's sending a contradictory message. And so we Christians, sometimes we get into trouble for not practicing what we preach. Now, I was really interested in some research I came across that talks about the way we communicate with each other. In a conversation, for example, it's been worked out that we communicate only 7% with our actual words, 35% with our tone of the voice, and 58% with our actions. Now, it's interesting. Maybe that's why we say talk is cheap. Words can only be words when there's no corresponding action. So if you want to know what somebody really believes, don't listen to what they say, watch what they do. And again, I think that's good advice. Our children watch us very closely to make sure that our actions match our words. So how powerful and enriching, you know, it would be if we could truthfully say to our kids, do as I say and do what I do. But unfortunately, many of us would fail that honesty test. We know somehow that how important it is to live with integrity and to model that to our children. A Jewish proverb says, don't be wise in words, but be wise in deeds. I love this story of Francis of Assisi. He once invited an apprentice to go with him to a nearby village to preach a sermon, and the young monk agreed to go. He wanted actually to seize this opportunity to hear this teacher, Francis, speak. So they arrived at the village and St. Francis began to visit the people. He called in to see the butcher and the cobbler, then a short walk to the home of a woman whose husband had died recently. And after that, they went to the school to talk with the teacher, and that continued all morning. So after some time, Francis told his young disciple it was time to return to the abbey. But the student, he didn't quite understand, but we came to preach. We haven't preached a sermon, haven't we? Said Francis. Listen, people have watched us, listened to us, responded to us. Every word we've spoken and every deed we've done today is a sermon. We've actually preached all morning. So it was the same man, Francis of Assisi, who used to say, preach without ceasing, but if you must, use words. In other words, he was saying, actions speak louder than words. Those of us involved in church work, we rate sermons and things that we say from the pulpit very highly. We promise to pray for people, don't we? But do we always follow up on these promises? There was a lady once who was homeless and she turned up at her vicar's doorstep for help. And this minister replied by saying, well, I'll pray for you. That was all he did. And of course, we do need to pray for people. But this lady wrote a poem, actually, that was as a consequence of that visit to her minister. I was hungry and you formed a humanities group to discuss my hunger. I was imprisoned and you crept off quietly to your chapel and you prayed for my release. I was naked and in your mind you debated the morality of my appearance. I was sick and you knelt and thanked God for your health. I was homeless and you preached to me of the spiritual shelter of the love of God. I was lonely and you left me alone to pray for me. You seem so holy, so close to God, and I am still very hungry and lonely and cold. Great message. Thank you, dear Lord, for the fact that actions do speak louder than words. Help us to put it into practice. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.